News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. Marijuana has become a booming business in Colorado, and some people are illegally taking advantage of the drug's new legal status in the state. Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal explains.
A state grand jury indicted 8 people for legally growing and distributing marijuana, and then the feds got involved. Colorado U.S. Attorney spokesman Jeff Dorschner says existing law means in this case it is the feds that have to seize and
liquidate the warehouse, which they were using to grow illegally marijuana, and $850,000, which they received for illegally selling the marijuana.
The Department of Justice said they would not stop recreational pot sales in Washington or Colorado after voters legalized it. However, they said they could still be involved with or prosecute certain cases that warranted their attention. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News Radio.
The man accused of killing and dismembering another man last September in Wausau, now competent to stand trial. 27-year-old Ku Tao in court today. His defense attorney Stephen Cohn told Judge Michael Moran they would not challenge the findings of the last doctor that examined him. Prosecutor Teresa Whetstone said Monday's hearing went much further than she anticipated.
It was originally set as a status conference or a pretrial conference to discuss the competency report, but apparently upon review of the report, the defense was willing to stipulate that the defendant was, in fact, competent.
Tao charged with homicide, hiding a corpse, and illegally possessing a firearm. Prosecutors say that Tao shot 58-year-old Tong Pao Hang from St. Paul between the eyes, cut his head off, then drove the body parts to Milwaukee, where they were found a week after Hang was reported missing. UW-Oshkosh police are looking for a person who fired a shot during a campus event Saturday night. School spokesperson Alex Hummel said the incident started with an argument.
University police responded to an altercation at Reeve Memorial Union that was happening at a dance there. And while police were on scene, a gunshot was fired. And it was fired up in the air toward the ceiling of the ballroom that the event was taking place in.
Hummel said the union was immediately locked down. Nearby residence halls alerted to the situation. Most but not all rural Wisconsin school districts have seen drops in their enrollments. But in the central part of the state, places like Stratford, Abbotsford, and Tomorrow River have a 15% to 20% increase in student populations. The boom, pretty much because of the region's Hispanic population, and it's growing in that area. Storm Track 9 forecast from meteorologist Rob Duns tonight. Mostly cloudy, mild chance of light rain or snow shower south of Wausau, low 27. Tuesday, chance of light snow south of Marathon County, maybe another inch, high 37 degrees. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.